is November 1st, 2012, day one of the Virginia Film Festival. I'm sitting across the table from Aaron Farrington, the director of Faces in the Mirror. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming by.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the film and the interesting Virginia connection, Charlottesville connection.
Well, yeah, the movie was sort of conceived of and produced by Boyd Tinsley.
Boyd Tinsley of the Dave Matthews Band.
Boyd Tinsley of Charlottesville High School, Charlottesville High School Symphony Orchestra, and the Dave Matthews Band. The movie is about sort of a day in the life of a young man whose father has just passed away, and he sort of goes on a sort of musical odyssey. Not a musical odyssey. He goes through an odyssey. We go through a musical odyssey.
Faces of the Mirror screens Saturday, 2:30 p.m. at Newcomb Hall Theater. And tell us about how you got involved. When were you first brought into the project as director?
I was brought in early on. Fenton Williams is the lighting and video director for the Dave Matthews Band. And he and Boyd have been talking, you know, off and on over the years about wanting to make a film, and wanted to make a film in Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, that was just an idea for a while. And 2008, Leroy Moore, the saxophone player for the Dave Matthews Band, passed away. Right. And I think that was a big impetus or a big
a turning point,
instigator isn't the right word, but it was a little bit of a spark, I think, that Boyd realized that he didn't want to sit around doing nothing. He wanted to do this. I think he had a lot that he felt like he wanted to express. So I was brought in, you know, that November. They had just finished their tour for that year, and so fairly early on, before there was a script, before there was any music for it, I got involved.
And what's your connection to Boyd Tinsley?
Well, we live in the same town. I didn't know Boyd before this project. I had known Fenton, and I've known Dave for a while, and I think Fenton knew a lot of my photographic work, and he didn't know me well, but I think he knew me well enough to think that Boyd and I might be able to do something together.
So you're the director of this film, and forgive me for not knowing this, but is this your first film that you've directed?
The first narrative film.
Sure.
I made a documentary about the band, the North Mississippi All-Stars, in 2003, 2004. I've worked with a lot of bands, the Hackensaw Boys. I did a lot of traveling around the country with them, photographing and videoing them, and made some music videos for them, and I think Fenton had seen that stuff. And
so how do you, as a documentary filmmaker and photographer, how did you approach making a narrative film like this? Did you sit around and queue up a bunch of favorite films and watch them? Did you go to Barnes & Noble and pick up Directing for Dummies?
no, maybe I should have. I've been, you know, wanting to make movies for a long time. I went to film school for a couple of years up in New York. Dropped out of that, and I didn't get into photography to be a photographer, really. I had dropped out of school and was writing a lot. I had wrote a short novel, terrible, thing, something that a 20-year-old would write. Photography was a way to get back into, you know, more, you know, thinking in a frame and in a visual way. But once I got into the darkroom, I loved it, and that was enough for a long time. So when it came to making this, you know, one thing that initially was just going to be a short film, a like 15-minute long thing, and we shot a couple scenes for it, and it was definitely going somewhere, and Boyd kept making more music.
You've gone from, you know, a documentary film, an awful lot of the film is made in the editing room, and, you know, with photography, it's done through the lens, but on a feature film like this, you're working with actors, and so your approach sounds like very much, you know, you came from behind the camera. How did you find yourself stepping out from behind the camera and working with the actors and helping to make them bring the words and the script alive?
Well, Ryan Orr, our main actor, is he's very good and very expressive. There's not a lot of dialogue in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But he and Boyd have been friends for a long time, and he and Boyd sort of came up with this character together. So he was really in tune with the character. So that was very helpful.
Did your actors do a lot of improvising on the set? Were they sticking strictly to script, or were they allowed to?
Oh, they were allowed to do, whatever worked. We did a lot. My crew and I feel like did a lot of improvising. There is some, for example, there is a scene in the movie that takes place at this bonfire,
mm-hmm.
Sort of a party in the woods. And the way it was written, it was just like a country bonfire and some people sitting around playing acoustic guitars.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 weeks before we were going to shoot that, I got some music from Boyd. And he was real excited. He was like, this is the bonfire music. And it was this just like techno rave from hell music. And I was like, this is different than what I had thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of had to, on the fly, sort of conceive of how we were going to mesh that music with the script that we had in front of us, and there's a lot of that sort of thing happening throughout the movie. And
well, now I know right now your film screens Saturday,
mm-hmm.
And so you're probably focused on what's happening this weekend in the Virginia Film Festival. But now that you've done one of these,
mm-hmm.
now that you've done a feature film, do you think there's another one in your future, or do you have other pursuits that are calling to you?
I would like to do another one of these. We've been kicking around a couple different scripts and ideas.
So the same group of people?
Same group of people. And, you know, other people, too. I have my wife and I are sort of trying to develop a serial, a TV series,
mm-hmm.
thing, which I think is a great medium that, you know, was not exploited well for most of my life, and recently television's become very awesome.
Well, excellent. I've been talking to Aaron Barrington, director of Faces in the Mirror, which screens Saturday at 2:30 p.m. in Newcomb Hall Theater. Aaron, thank you for coming by.
I look
forward to seeing the film.
Great.
And hopefully we'll have you back here to talk about future projects.
I hope so. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Aaron.
Yeah.